Hi, I'm Brian Buchalter, NCSM's Director of Professional Learning, and welcome to Learning with Leaders. We're all math people. Thank you for joining me and my co-host, NCSM President Katie Arrington, as we talk with bold leaders and influencers about their math journeys and contributions. Today, we will hear from our special guest about their inspiration, perceptions, and insights about instructional decisions that make mathematics welcoming and engaging to a broad audience. Listen and learn about how beliefs, practices, and policies must continue to advance to ensure that each and every person sees themselves as a capable and powerful mathematical thinker.
Hello, listeners. I'm Katie Arrington. Welcome to the NCSM podcast, Learning with Leaders. Continuing our series, We're All Math People, today's episode features members of a group of change agents working to disrupt systems of oppression in mathematical spaces. It's our pleasure to welcome the co-founders and two members of the Black Women in Mathematical Education. Let's take a moment to introduce everyone. Christina Lincoln Moore is an innovative constructivist educational leader who is tenaciously dedicated to the integration of culturally responsive and universal designed learning practices with student-centered, mindful, identity-affirming mathematics to change the trajectory of children's lives. She has served LAUSD for 27 years as a teacher, mathematics facilitator, assistant principal, and principal. She is currently the elementary mathematics coordinator for the Los Angeles Office of Education. Christina serves as the Secretary of State for the California Mathematics Council, one of the affiliates of NCSM, and is one of the co-founders of Black Women in Mathematics Education. Dr. Tashana House is a professor of mathematics education at Georgia Gwinnett College. She has mathematical teaching experience ranging from classroom public education to developing the teachers of tomorrow through pre-service teacher education courses. House teaches pre-service teachers and supervises elementary and secondary interns. Her research interests include culturally responsive teaching, student engagement in mathematical practices, the use of technology to enhance learning, and teacher content knowledge. House received both a bachelor's and master's of science in mathematics education from Florida State University and completed her doctor of philosophy degree in mathematics education from the University of Central Florida. She is the other co-founder of Black Women in Mathematics Education. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. We are so honored to be here.
Listen, we've been waiting on this one, Katie and I. We sit down and we kind of brainstorm, okay, who are some guests that we'd love to have on? And we wrote you guys down months ago, and so we're excited about this moment. So thank you again for joining us today. As Katie mentioned, along with Ms. Lincoln Moore and Dr. House, we're also joined by two other dynamic members of Black Women in Mathematics Education. So I want to take a moment and allow you, Dion and Deborah, to introduce yourselves.
Hi, everyone. My name is Dion Aminata. I am a member of Black Women in Math Education, and I am the founder and CEO of Math Trust, with the tagline, let's trust our students to do the math. And I am really excited to be here with my colleagues and my friends to share what we've been working on.
Hey, everybody. My name is Deborah Parrott. Some know me as the Queen Mather. I am the founder and CEO of My Mathematical Mind, where we believe that everyone has a mathematical mind. They sometimes just need a little reminding. And right now I am a doctoral student at USF, University of South Florida, studying and researching solutions for supporting elementary math educators with improving math instruction through healing their trauma, anxiety, and building up their pedagogical content knowledge and math practices. Super excited to join my sisters of the Black Women in Math Education because we are here, we are here, we are here. We are not invisible.
Y'all, the energy in this room is so great right now. So great.
Yeah, listen, I'm about to pick up my maracas. This might be the earliest I've ever clapped in an interview here. Well, listen, thank you all again for being here today. I really want to go ahead and jump right into it. Take us back to the beginning. We got to give our listeners a little history lesson here. How did you all come up with the name for the organization? And how exactly did Black Women in Mathematics Education get started?
Well, hello, everyone. It's Christina, and I have to give a shout out to our advocate, which is Dr. Christopher Childs. He, it's even hard to quantify how many Black women he has promoted and made to feel safe in the mathematical space. So shout out to him. And he came to us, to Shauna and I, and said, we need this space for Black women. You up for it? And we took the reins. And speaking of our name, we have, it's BWXME, because we have the X in women. One, because that is a more feminist way to express women, but also a nod to Kulika Patumba and her book in 2017, Collective Amnesia, where she first used it as Black women. So we want to give a shout out to all our Black women math educators, because we feel that it is important to acknowledge our existence and our importance in the mathematical space.
Preach.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited to learn more about the organization. In your mission statement, it says that part of your mission is to cultivate an environment of excellence where Black women are the majority and are empowered to establish their own tables by using their voice, knowledge, and expertise in the mathematics education arena. Why is this so important today? I would love to hear your thoughts.
Shauna is going to speak to that, but Katie, I must give that nod about the tables. That's a nod to the Honorable Shirley Chisholm, who said, if you don't have a seat at the table, you bring your own chair. So we are about not only bringing a chair, but creating our own tables. And Black Women in Math Ed is our table. Shoshana, take it away.
So many times, us as Black women, we are in multiple spaces, sometimes where we are the majority, and sometimes, and those are many times where we are like a minority in that particular space. And whatever space it is, sometimes it's hard to feel like you're being heard or even feel like you have a sense of belonging in that space. And so we felt like a part of our mission is to allow for that space where all women feel like they have somewhere to go where, you know, wherever they are in their current, you know, professions or environment, if they don't have anywhere to go, this space is the space that allows for them to just be, to be their authentic selves, to be able to share where, you know, don't have to feel offended, you know, talking about how much we change our hair, you know, not feel offended by, you know, the different colors. And sometimes they're very vibrant colors that we wear. So just to have a space where we can feel belong in a space where we feel welcomed to be ourselves.
Oh, like,
can I say, let me add on to that, it's Christina.
Please, go ahead.
When we debuted at the national conferences at NCSM last year and at NCTM, and where were we? Where was it? Because I have Chicago on my mind.
We were in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
I had the same question earlier today. I was talking to somebody else and I thought, where were we last year? DC.
In Washington, DC. And there were so many women, and all my ladies here can attest to that, that came up to us, some even in tears. I remember this one young lady was feeling like she was going to quit teaching, but now she has a space, a brave space where she can lay her armor down and just be herself and learn from each other and feel supported by each other. And it just means the world to us that this is a space that we're providing.
And then the also a part also I want to add to that is a space where we don't have to feel like we're competing with one another. We are in this lane together. We can all win together. And so that's what Black Women in Math Education is about supporting one another in this space to win, right? We all win because we are, we actually have a common mission, common goals, we share a lot of things in common, so.
Shauna, will you actually speak to, you guys talk a lot about iron sharpening iron. Is that connected to what you were just talking about a space where you support each other?
Right. It definitely speaks to iron sharpening iron in that we are an organization of many women, Black women in many different spaces, meaning we have Black, we have math teachers in our space. We have math professors in our space, math education professors in our space, instructional leaders in our space, mathematics specialists, you know, all women from all type, all walks of life in mathematics education, but specifically Black women in these different spaces. Christina, do you wanna go ahead and pick up from there?
Yes, so we read each other's books, and we uplift each other's work. We make sure to cite each other's works in our professional developments and our papers. We sit on each other's dissertation committees. We speak each other's names in rooms where we have influence. It is 100% our mission to uplift the work of Black women in however way we can do it. We have some powerhouses and great wisdom in our group, and we are uplifting each other's work. And that's how we say iron sharpening iron. I give a quick example of Dr. Pam Seda. When we read her book, she said she felt so affirmed, and it really gave her the impetus to go out and do what she's doing now. Now she's all over the country. Every time I see her, she's she's doing something amazing. And she said it was the support of this group that helped lift her arms. And I have another story from Miss Deborah right here, who she said, because of our group, she started her doctoral program. Can you elucidate on that, my sister?
Come on now.
So that's my iron sharpens iron story, in that for years and years, I was considering pursuing a doctorate degree. I was accepted into programs and changed my mind. And it just seemed like it would be such a lonely journey. So I kept putting it off, or just, you know, trying to decide, do I really need to do this? Am I doing it because I feel it's the only way people will start to listen? Because as a Black woman, you know, we must have all the credentials. So I had decided I'm not doing it. I'm just not doing it. And then to be in that first meeting with Black women in math education, and hearing so many introductions of brilliant Black women, doctor, 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 I started saying, hold on a minute now, it's not so lonely after all. And I found the right program for me. And at just the right time, it aligned, it worked. And to be in that space where they were talking about their research, it was so validating, affirming, and I knew that I wouldn't be in it alone. So I am in that last year of core work, and then I'll be working on that dissertation. So I am grateful for the community that Black women in math education provided to support me in the decision that I made that was best for me at that time. So I am grateful for that.
Nice. We're proud of you. Congratulations on all of your work. And we can't wait to see you again and call you something a little bit different, Doc. Listen, what a powerful story of community, of winning together. Tashauna, I had to scribble that one down on a post-it note. Let's win together. Why not go through that? We're going through this anyway. Let's go through it together. Let's go through it. Let's win. Let's uplift each other. Let's support each other. Just wow, how powerful is that? So listen, as a network, clearly you all are resources for one another, right? But you also provide some other resources that our listeners may not be aware of. Tell us a little bit more about that.
I think we kind of said it already. We honestly, this is Christina, we are each other's resource. We see each other as the greatest resource. So, how to tap into that, how to seek wisdom from that, the camaraderie from that's really our resource. Now, we have big dreams. We have a website, and what we are planning to do is have that website be the one-stop shop for every Black woman in math ed in America. And you can go to that site and you want an expert in data science or you want an expert in whatever it is, you can find it at blackwomeninmathematicseducation.com. So that is the future of what we want to do because we feel that public education has underserved Black children, and we are very passionate about that. And we know that we can speak to that and address it and give the strategies and give the healing and the heart that is needed to truly make change. So we want to just make sure you know that we are here. Who said that earlier? We are here. That was you, Deborah. We are here. We are here. I did an Ignite at NCTM and I kept saying, look at us. Look at us because we are here. We want to be seen and we are not going anywhere, are we, ladies?
And I can actually add to that. I have a story. This is Dion Aminata. I have a just a story of inspiration to share. When, I do a lot with my firm, Math Trust, and just going out into the field, doing the hard work, knowing that there are like-minded people doing similar work in different places. They may be, miles away, maybe in a different state. But knowing that I have these resources, these people to, come back to, check back in with, the next meeting, and they're going to ask me, how's it going out there? What's happening? How can we collaborate? What are you doing next? And that level of inspiration is, it like Christina said, it puts the wings, the wind beneath your wings. It helps you to keep going. And because it gets hard out there when you feel like you're the only person doing the work, you're the only person saying the things, the hard, having the hard conversations. But when you realize that you're not the only person, there are people in a different state or a different city saying the same things and doing the same work. So that truly has been a way to really keep me going, in the firm that I created. I partner with pre-K through 12 math educators who are ready to counter the current narrative of predictable, disparate achievement outcomes for Black students.
Alex.
Yes, using actionable research-based methods that allow teachers to recognize Black brilliance and trust all students to engage in grade level mathematics. And sometimes when you say Black students out loud, it's people get a little nervous. And so we want to have the power to say, like, these are the things that I'm working on. And it's not because of any racism or or I don't want to say that, but it's not because of really trying to hone in on one particular thing. It's because the data shows that this is what is necessary to work on to advance mathematics in general. And so if we are afraid to say certain things, if we're not speaking the language that people need to hear, even though it's tough, even though we might get pushback, we're not going to advance as a country. And it really is, making sure that we're paying attention to marginalized students, but also marginalized math leaders. And so this is a space where we can, share things like, what's your consulting rate? How do you, get into things like sharing your proposals? Like what are the ways that we can, collaborate and work together to ensure that we are sending this message loud and clear that one, Black children are brilliant, and that two, this work is important for people like us, Black women, to be doing across the nation.
This is just like one example of all the many businesses that are in Black women in math education. So everything that Dion said can be echoed in so many of the other businesses of the Black women in our group. And so as Christina shared, you could, go to our website, blackwomeninmatheducation.com, and you'll be able to see the bios of the many women in our organization and the...
A fraction though, it's just a fraction.
It's a fraction. We are growing, but there, yes, you'll see a snippet of the women and their businesses, and eventually it will be that network that you go to for keynote speakers and all that good stuff.
I was just gonna say, Tashana, thank you so much for adding that. I'm so inspired. Of course, this powerhouse network, right, in the math education community, that's bringing attention to the amazing work that Black women in math education are doing, the companies they're starting, the supports that they're providing across our systems, right, for such needed change. And Dion, as you said, like, there's no denying in the data, like, we need change. We need to be pushing for it. We need to be honest about the situation and countering the narrative and working for that actionable change. We could probably go on for days about this, but could you give us just a couple of examples of advancements you've seen in the field through the work of this organization in particular? You've already talked a little bit to it, Dion, but we'd love some to dig in a little.
Well, Christina has shared the example of Pam Seda, right? And is that what you're referring to when you asked that question about some advancements in the field, or are you talking about just...
Sure. I mean, Pam's book is a fabulous example with the framework, and any examples you can give.
And we remember the book very particularly because we all studied the book together, and eventually we're going to get our little videos out there. We have some videos of her saying these very words, right? So when the book first came out, we studied these, just every chapter. We dug deep. We had like different, parties online with one another. And basically, Pam says that it was through that studying of her book that she began to really understand the gem that she has in her text. Because a lot of us are during different times, we said, wow, you're saying things that we really want to say in this book. Your book has it all. Do y'all remember saying that, ladies, to her?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So it was really, it's really powerful. Like when we were at NCSM in Washington, D.C. this last 2023 annual conference, she had an opportunity to share those words. And it was very inspiring and empowering to hear that it was as a result of us digging into her book, she was able to write her, professional development and, just kind of really dig into some things. And so like, she's speaking all over now. Like,
it's partnering. Amazing. Let me add on to you, Tashana. She's even partnering with Peter Liljedahl. They presented together at CMC Central here just a couple weekends ago, putting the Building Thinking Classrooms and ICU Care together. And they're planning to present more together and write some papers on it. So there's just boundless. And I want to give a little example and give a shout out to my partner, Tashana. Texas Instruments approached us and said they wanted to have a luncheon sponsored at their in-house conference. So my partner there went, and there was a lovely group of ladies, and they were so excited. They were like, can we sponsor a chapter here in Texas? So this was in Texas. Where was it, Tashana? Where was it in Texas?
So Arlington. We were in Arlington.
Arlington. Okay. And so we were in your neck of the woods, Katie. and then they said, maybe we need to have you at, is it Camp T? Is that how you say Camp?
Camp.
Okay. Yeah. So we are looking forward to building more relationships with more companies, as well as our ladies, to show them that we are here to support you.
And can I add to that too? Because I got to give a shout out to one of the young ladies that we've not mentioned that's a part of that Texas Instruments thing. And this is also an example of what we do in our network and how we advance each other. And we say each other's names in spaces that we may not be in. So the really cool piece is, her name is Valerie Hudson. And I just wanted to say that. Like, she's on our website as well. And so she's, I forget what specifically her role is, but she is the one, Valerie Hudson and
Pashonda,
they're the ones that mentioned this to the Texas Instruments group body, and they sponsored this luncheon. And so I just really wanted to give a shout out to her name, because if it was not for her or in them, I wouldn't have spoken at Texas Instruments. From my understanding, it's an invitation.
Wow.
Invitation only conference. And so I think that's how it is right now, Katie. Yeah.
I think it is. Yes.
Yeah. And so it was an honor to be able to share. And I'll tell you, Texas Instruments, they did it up. Okay. That's the bomb. Okay. So, and the last time I currently use them. Texas Instrument calculator, but I haven't taught high school in a while. It was my last time, like, really digging into it with my students. So for her to mention my name to show up at the conference was a big deal. And I'll tell you, Texas Instruments, they do it for their people. They're the bomb.
Yeah. Yes, I'm sorry I missed you. I only got to go on Friday, and now I'm kicking myself because I had a family thing on Saturday.
Okay.
Was so excited to see your name, and I'm gonna catch you the next time, promise.
Yes, I was honored to be there.
Awesome.
So listen, thank y'all so much, especially for shouting out some people who couldn't be here today, but whose work has been so powerful, has been so instrumental in us moving forward together. Major shout out to Pam and Prashanda and everybody that you mentioned, all of the members of Black Women in Mathematics Education. Just know that we are so proud of you, and we pray that you thrive and not just survive, and that you overcome anything that's tried to stop you before. So, friends, it's my least favorite part of our time together. It's the last question, and we always like to get this insight from our guests. And so we have to ask, since our podcast theme for this series is we are all math people, what would you offer to the person who would say, you know, math just isn't my thing. I am not a math person.
Oh, no, you're not. You're not about to say that in our presence. That's what you're not going to do. So That is my passion. That is my love. That is my favorite thing to hear so that I can share with children and adults that you would never, ever, ever walk around saying, oh no, I'm not a reading person. Too many words. I don't do words. Because in this country, we talk about being literate as being smart, as being it being acceptable. It would not be okay to say, you know, raise your hands if you're illiterate. Hey, oh, no, we're not partying about that. So what if as a society, in order to be considered literate, you have to actually use math to make sense of the world? Well, newsflash, we're already doing that. So if we attached it to being literate, I bet that literacy rate might drop from 80%+ a lot lower. It would be a lot lower until people started saying, no, I'm a math person. I do math, because they wouldn't want to be considered illiterate. So here's the thing that I offer. We don't all have to be mathematicians. We don't. That is an actual career. I am not a mathematician. I tell people all the time, I do not want to tutor your niece who's failing college math. Not my jam. However, we are all readers, we are all writers, and we are all mathers. Because in order to have math as a part of your identity, you have to actually be able to be something. You don't want to just be a reader, a writer, and someone who sometimes does math if you feel like it. Math is not optional. It is for everyone. And unlike reading and writing, it is intuitive. We are born with math intuition. We're doing it even when we don't want to be. And there's no way around it. You are mathing no matter what. What we need to consider is stop making math illogical by allowing students to make sense of it. And for everyone, including the adults, to acknowledge that you are using math to make sense of your world every day. Don't you dare. Don't you do it.
I had to get one last one in on that one.
We started and ended with the maracas.
We did.
You guys, I'm so inspired by this discussion today. I shouldn't say you guys. I should say you women. Strong women. So excited to have had you on the show today. I was just looking over your website, making sure all of you are up there. All of your bios and your pictures are beautiful on this website. So excited for people to check it out. If you want to find out more about Black Women in Mathematics, the organization and the members, please go to bwxme.com. All of our guests from today are on the website. I just flipped through and made sure that they were all there. And some of the other folks, Latifa Dean, who's been on the show before, are there. Just so much amazing work to see going on. And we just want to say thank you for being here. Thank you for doing the work that you do, because it is so terribly important. And if there's ever anything we can do to support you, please let us know. Everybody go check out the website. So very thankful to have you guys here today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for having us.
It was our pleasure.
We hope that you have been inspired by this bold mathematics leadership conversation and will tune into our podcast series each month. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. You can learn more about NCSM, Leadership in Mathematics Education, and our upcoming professional learning events on the NCSM website, mathedleadership.org. You can also follow NCSM on Twitter at mathedleaders and using the hashtag NCSMBold. Until next time.